Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about one of everybody's favorite topics, part of a new tantra for the connected couple or the connected individual, connecting to your partner through sexuality. Specifically, exploring levels of orgasm. I know you've been waiting for this one, so here we are. Now, this will be useful to you whether you are in a couple or whether you are just you. Sexuality as a lens for your personal journey, as a methodology for enlightenment, is an age-old idea. And that's what we'll be talking about today. Before we get started, a quick shout out to new listeners in Dallas, Texas. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining us. We're so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes. Let me know what's going on in your world. Don't forget to sign up for the weekly newsletter, a nice tidy roundup of all the crazy stuff I've put out all week long. So, at this point in your tantric study, you've set a lot of foundation, I hope. Trust, safety, grounding. And you've started in on the sexual part of the study by the exploration phase. So exploring all positions and toys and techniques and timings and locations and language that you and your partner were curious about. And this is where I'm assuming you are when you come into this next step. So just to recap that, at this point, you would have established trust, established safety, established grounding each other, and had a very fun time exploring all kinds of different methodologies, accoutrements, and so on for your sexual practice. So at this point, you have perfected reading your partner and responding. And you're having a really good time, I hope. So now it's time, once you've kind of got all those basics down, these are the positions that we like, these are the words that we use to each other, this is how we read each other's language and noises and interactions. Then it's time to explore all the possible types and levels of orgasm that your sexuality has to offer. So let's get out some terminology for this. I rather like the terminology used in other tantric writings, so let's use that. The penis is referred to as the vajra. In Sanskrit, that means both diamond and thunderbolt. That word is also used for a ceremonial weapon that looks something like a two-headed club. Well, you get the idea. The vagina, the vulva, the uterus, the clitoris, and everything else is collectively referred to as yoni, in reference to the generative, creative, and divine feminine. These words, vajra and yoni, remind us that our sexual organs are not just part of the machinery, but they are divine, wonderful, powerful, and symbolic elements of our total being, through which we can explore our humanity and our divinity alike. Now, for Vajra, there's generally one type of orgasm. That is one set of muscle spasms. But many varying intensities. Orgasm can range from mildly intense to earth-shattering. For Yoni, there are various types of orgasm, each with their own levels of intensity and characteristics. Now, orgasm for Vajra is well understood, but orgasm for Yoni has not, until recently, really gotten its due attention. So let's explore the five levels of orgasm for Yoni. If you have Yoni, you may recognize some of these, and you may find some new aspirations. If you have Vajra, you may be amazed to find such varied experiences available in the complex and mysterious Yoni. There are tons of articles online attempting to describe the fascinating range of orgasm available to Yoni. Many descriptions I have found, they focus on which part to stimulate to induce the orgasm. So for example, a clitoral orgasm is defined as an orgasm brought about by focusing on stimulating the clitoris. Here, I'm going to define types of orgasm based on which muscles are spasming or reacting during the actual orgasm. That's a little bit different. The result versus how to get there. This is just my own characterization. I encourage you to explore as many descriptions and as many perspectives as you can find. So number one is external, centered more in the vulva and the external opening. This is very common, even in foreplay. Level two would be vaginal, centered in the interior vaginal walls. Now, this is often what most yonis think their first orgasm is, at least until level three can be achieved. Level three, cervical. Now, this is going to involve spasms in the entire vaginal tunnel, as the cervix kind of dips down repeatedly. And it often includes a shot of energy up through the body. Level four, ejaculatory, also known as the squirting orgasm. This one is centered more in the clitoris, but includes the entire yoni and most of the lower torso and pelvic area. It's extensive and also, of course, includes the always fun squirting or female ejaculation. If you didn't know that was a thing, get yourself a private web browser and do a little research. That's a thing, and all women can do it. And then level five, full body. In a full body orgasm, electricity seems to build and release from yoni as every cell in the body explodes into simultaneous bliss. This orgasm is so good that in more intense versions, because this can be less intense or more intense as well, all of them can. In the more intense versions, you might actually pass out for a brief moment, have visions of blissful or divine existence, or any number of other side effects. So each one of these levels can have varying intensities. That's what makes them so interesting. You might have one or all of these at the same time, or some combination. Now, in my own experience, level four and level five rarely happen together in the same session. But one, two, and three often happen on the way to either 4 or 5 as the sort of grand finale. But every practice is different. Sometimes 4 and 5 can happen at the same time, or all 5 at once. There's all kinds of potential here. Now, in this phase, when you're exploring these levels, I recommend exploring what triggers different types of orgasms and different intensities for both partners. Because there is no, especially for Yoni, there is no one methodology that will be certain to take every Yoni to a certain level. People are just all so different. There's too much individuality. So radical honesty is going to be key, as always. You might say this is an extension of the exploration phase, but to some extent it is, but all exploration, you know, this is all exploration all the time in every phase of this practice. We're exploring all kinds of things. So this is a different exploration worthy of its own emphasis. Now there's a danger here that you might develop expectations. Now, type A personalities out there, you are in significant danger of expecting too much from yourself. Not every practice will end with a level 5 orgasm. And that is not the ultimate goal. The goal, if you must have one, and I understand if you do, is to connect with your partner and enjoy one of the unique perks of having a human body. Orgasm is just a reward for being in the moment. That is what your sexual practice is really about. Sexual practice is really a spiritual and energetic practice. It is an exploration of all aspects of being human. The desire to reconnect to the divine. The joy of being in the moment. True love and acceptance. And expression without fear of judgment. Orgasm is the reward for focused attention in the now, on your connection with your beloved, which could be yourself. And if that doesn't keep you coming back, I don't know what will. While you're experiencing all the great levels and intensities that orgasm has to offer, practice timing your big finale to match your partner. Simultaneous release is something to be experienced. It can be transcendent. Having said that, Vajra will have a much easier time in general timing release to match Yoni. This is not to put all the pressure on Vajra. Yoni will do well to keep the communication going so that Vajra can time things accordingly. As with everything, you might have the goal of simultaneous release, but do not let there be pressure to achieve that every time or at all. Pressure is a mood killer. Just experiment and keep an open mind. And enjoy it when it happens. Enjoy it when it doesn't happen. All good sex is good sex. It's all good practice and it's all worth it. So keep those expectations out of it. Keep the judgments out of it. Keep the fear out of it. This is why you have to have the trust and the safety and the grounding and the experience in that first phase of exploration so that you won't bring the fear and the judgment and the expectations into this phase. Make sense? So enjoy this exploration. Find out what brings you and your partner to different intensities, to different levels, what's the magic combination code? And have fun exploring that aspect. Now, part of what you are inevitably going to find here is that there's a huge psychological component for Vajra and for Yoni. Huge psychological components. We are creatures with a mind. So your professional situation, you know, what's going on at work, your personal situation, your financial situation, what the kids did today, the weather, you know, all kinds of things are going to fold into here, fold into your ideal mood, ideal actions to take. And all of it is so changeable. So have a lot of compassion on hand for yourself and for your partner. And think of your practice, your tantric practice, as a little bit like a workout, although a lot more fun. Not every workout is great, but every workout is worth it. Not every encounter is going to result in a level 5 orgasm, but every encounter is going to result in connection, expression, honesty, grounding, love, these beautiful things. And the orgasm is just the reward for staying in the moment and really investing in that connection. So you'll find that as you continue your personal growth efforts, as you continue to work to get out of debt and to save for your financial future, and even something like that can end up being an aphrodisiac. It's very interesting to watch. Your encounters with your partner or yourself when you are in debt versus when you're out of debt are entirely different. So understand that there's a psychological component here and that your overall life situation figures heavily into your sexual practice. So do what you can to optimize that as well. It's all connected, isn't it? It's all connected. Okay, that's enough fun for one day. Send in your thoughts, questions, ideas. Just use the link in the show notes. Sign up for the weekly email, the Friday roundup, to get all the latest stuff in one neat, tidy email. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.